Hey guys, it's Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast where we go behind the scenes of the challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies.
We've got an incredible episode for you this week, guys. We are joined by the one and only legend himself, TJ Lavin.
Yes, and we are going to discuss maybe one of the spiciest episodes of the season, from the insanity of that night of eliminations, which I am not excited to talk about, and the beginning of TJ's brutal final.
Well, we should get started then.
All right, let's just get into it and get over it. Anissa, it's your favorite. Yep, here it is.
It's
the time bomb. It's the 37 second recap in honor of it being the 37th season of the challenge. Can you be nice about me if you do it? Actually, ream me out. Give it to me. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Tori's watching people do eliminations and she's being a real meanie.
Yeah.
Does that take 37 seconds? Okay, no. All right, it's night of eliminations, and everybody's in there. And Emmanuel versus Devin. And then Emmanuel loses, and Tori cries. I know, I'm getting there. And Tori beats Amanda, and Amanda called her a hater, but I don't get it because she's not. And what else happened? Oh, and then you all make it to the final, but Tori loses her mind, gets really gassy, and loses her man.
Yeah.
All in 37 seconds.
Yeah, honestly, that was a good recap. Pretty spot on. I think we can just dive into it. Why don't we just call the play of the day? What do you think the best athletic move was?
I mean, you carried someone like a fanny pack or baby.
Thank you.
You did a really good job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Well, I think you needed that. I think it's also fair to give me the dirtiest deed.
Yes, you are a dirty, dirty play of the day.
I know, dude. I feel really bad about that. I honestly
it's
have been...
It's five. I know. Duh, it's five.
Listen, we can get into that more as we talk about it, but I'm comfortable. Thank you for giving me play of the day. I'm also comfortable with taking Dirtiest Deed because I am not proud of this episode at all, but let's get into it. So obviously, we start with this night of eliminations, and Anissa, you can understand what it's like to be there so close to the final and then have some fuck shit happen right before you get there. I mean, like... Yeah. The night of eliminations was literally everyone's worst nightmare. Like,
yeah, no one was safe. Not one person.
Get up in the line right here, right now, say a name. And we're starting with girls. And, you know, Emmanuel kicks it off. He obviously just beat Logan in elimination. And him and Amanda are friends. But it was obviously he shows at that moment that he has my loyalty because he could have called out anybody. But he specifically called her out and he started that whole thing off.
Right.
So he had my back, and then we all go down the line, and, you know, I think a lot of people voted for Amanda because they realized that she was going to have to call somebody out in elimination, and I think they realized she wasn't going to call them because she had so much beef with me, even though I think that it's possible she could have called anybody.
Yeah, but the smartest choice is to pick her if it were going to be anything, like, physical.
Physical. If it were,
but
you know,
if
mental,
it were something else,
yeah,
like,
you don't know.
I don't mean physical in other regards because she can climb, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, like body weight stuff, then yeah, but that's not a guarantee. You might get another ice bath.
Right. Well, we didn't know what the elimination was, which is really interesting. And TJ said, yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys, but it really clicked in my mind at that moment. Like, if they're moving in some type of structure, it's probably not going to be big. If we have to do another elimination after this, it's probably going to be something physical. We have this ring. We know the deal. If you want it to be a physical elimination, you just put one or two things in there and they're not really hard and heavy for the set and production to move. So in my mind, I was like, damn, it's probably going to be something super physical.
Yeah, they've renamed it Drone Drop and instead of Balls In. But
yeah,
this one had two things, so you had to make it in not the same one but in different ones, right?
Well, we each had our own barrel. You just had to go get it and then make it into your barrel. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was, believe it or not, incredibly nervous. Like, there's just always that fear that goes over your head. Like, am I going to trip right when I take my first step? Like, those, like, things.
Or am I going to throw the ball and this is going to be a bad idea? Because you had a moment there where I was like,
I got to give her credit because when we first went for it, like, she was all over my body. And, like, anybody can tell you, like, if you have a person on you using all of their force, it makes it very difficult for you to do anything. So,
yeah, you just added, like, 108 pounds to your workout.
Right, exactly. It's like doing that with a weighted vest on. Yeah.
Yes.
A weighted vest that's moving and trying to manipulate my body. So she put up a really good fight. I'll give her a lot of credit. And I honestly, like, there was that point. Obviously, I throw the ball. I'm like, let me just get it away from us and let me break free from her. And when I realized I wasn't going to be able to do that, it was just kind of like, all right, like, here we go. We're getting up. We're just going to move the bodies. And I think after that round, when I realized she put up such a good fight, I went into full soccer mode. Like, I used to play defense in soccer and used to, like, side tackle people. You can't really put your arm out. You can only kind of hip check them for when you're playing the ball. Yeah. And so I just went into soccer mode. I, like, played the ball. I used my body as, like, a defense mechanism to get her away from me. And as soon as she started to grab me, you know, I just, like, kind of pushed her down and moved forward. And, yeah, that's kind of the way it went.
That is how it went, Tori. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Thank you. I gave her a big hug after, and two, actually. And honestly, when I apologized to her, it wasn't because I'm sorry I won. It's like, I'm sorry that it had to be like that, because I just know, like, she was so defeated. Like, imagine calling somebody out in a physical elimination. You know you're not going to win. I could tell as we were walking up to the bathrooms, we were changing. She was kind of talking to me like a normal person at that time. Like, we had, like, little conversations. She was asking, like, do you think we're going to need to wear elbow pads or helmets or something like that? And we were having normal conversations, but she didn't do that to me before. So I'm realizing, like, if she's talking to me like this, she's probably realizing, like, this isn't going to go the way she wanted. And so I apologize because at the end, I smash her face in the dirt. But that was all in the game. It wasn't really, like, an intentional.
Clearly. You're not mean like that.
No, I'm not.
But I'm proud of you. Thanks. Let's talk about this, what I'm not proud of.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Emmanuel really just went in. Now it's the guy's turn. They have to vote down the line. Mm-hmm. You have to choose between one of your closest friends mm-hmm. and the guy that you're emotionally attached to.
Right.
Which, this is the feeling that you get with everybody you live with. I mean, it's not like you begin to love people, and it just happens naturally in this very unnatural way of meeting people.
Right. And me and Emmanuel slept in bed together every night. Like, on that little ass bunk, we would cuddle every night. Like, he and I, we had such a close bond. And I think I really downplayed it. But the truth is, like, we were the only two people in that room at that time. Casey and Nani had moved into another bedroom. Emmy was over in the other house with the other guys. And so literally the only people in the main house were me and Emmanuel in that room and Nani and Casey in another room.
It got the love rooms.
Yeah. It got very, so like I like felt that feeling of like going home after that elimination and to an empty room and an empty bed, which is not something I hadn't had in weeks. So I was in like a really bad mindset. And I watched this back and I've apologized to Devin, like, I mean, probably 18 times now. Like, and he's like over it at this point. He's like, Tori, I get it. Things happen. I forgive you. And I just couldn't be more thankful that I have a friend in him, because watching that back, it's like, it's going to hurt his feelings, you know? And it's really difficult. So I'm just so thankful that he's shown me such forgiveness. And
it was like, you had no restraint. It was like somebody else was moving your body.
I seriously was just not operating as the best version of myself. I wish I could go back in time and just shut the fuck up. I wish I would have gone over there and just literally taken my head and put it behind the bleachers and not watched it, because I couldn't handle it.
They should have probably put you in timeout. You should have got a timeout.
Yeah, and I get it. I'm going to get a lot of heat for that. And honestly, I deserve it.
It's fine. You don't have to over-apologize. Like, I get it. We all do shit fucking things sometimes.
Yeah. The truth is, though, something like that, like, I'll never do that again. And if I do that again, then you can say it's a part of my character. But I hope that people just recognize that I've made a mistake. I feel really bad. I'm never going to do it again. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'll be able to grow from this. And I definitely will. I just feel terrible. So.
Yeah, because friendships and relationships are different, and you know how relationships are in the house, but you know that your friendships are, the ones that you do have are solid and go beyond the show. So, for future ref.
Yeah, it was the worst possible thing. I wish Emmanuel wouldn't have picked Devin. I mean, I was screaming it. Don't pick Devin. You know,
he shouldn't have.
If he wouldn't have picked Devin, I probably would have helped him, really. Like, would have actually screamed the answers. You know, like, I knew the entire puzzle, but I wasn't going to do that because obviously Devin's like, don't help. And I'm like, you're right. I shouldn't. This is wrong. So.
Well, let's move on. Okay. You're going to be okay. And this is Venting with Tori.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Well, thanks for holding me accountable. You're a good friend. And I appreciate you.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So now, on a happier note, you have made the final, and looking at it, you have a really, really good chance.
Thanks. Yeah. Like, I want to say thank you to all my doubters out there who think I'm bad at puzzles, because coming in second and third on those two big puzzles in there aren't bad.
No.
They're not.
I mean, you came in first for the girls, right? Both times?
Both times for the girls.
I mean, when you're going up against CT and Dev and puzzles, it's going to be hard.
Very hard.
Dave and Dave face off puzzles. I think a final should just be a bunch of puzzles.
No, I don't. No one thinks that in E6. I would love you and it. Devin. You and Devin would kill
Swimming. Do that and puzzles the whole time. Maybe a bike ride.
Well, you know, we start off with this very short puzzle, which is interesting. This kind of sets the tone. It's going to be very checkpoint based, but I can tell you going forward, there's a lot of long runs coming up. The first one was a very short checkpoint. It was just to get you in that helicopter, and then it was to get you to that swim, and then again on those sea bobs. And
oh, the sea bobberies.
Yeah.
I can't believe they came back. Yeah, thank God, because that swim looked awful.
Yeah, the swim was awful. But it felt kind of good. The water was really clear and beautiful, and like you could appreciate that. But you're still in the final, so you're just like,
how long was the swim?
The swim, I mean, the whole thing must have been like at least 300 meters.
Okay, well, that doesn't help me at all. 300 meters doesn't help me.
Okay, like
I only know that by foot. Oh, okay. Well, I guess, you know what? Anissa just made a stupid. I'm like, I only know it by foot. It's the same distance whether you swim it or walk it or run it.
It's okay. Yeah, it was a decent swim.
That's a pretty decent swim.
Yeah. But once we started that hike, I mean, that it doesn't even do it justice. That was very hard.
Did anybody run up the hill?
Oh, yeah. Your leg muscles are cramping. I mean, it was really intense, and it was really hot out. We were really sweaty. There was a heat wave in Croatia at that time, so we were all just, like, guzzling our camelbacks down while we were doing that. And then we pull up to this second puzzle, and it's that wire puzzle again. We've seen that. I think it was on, like, the sixth episode of this season, right? I think it was right after you left, Anissa.
Yeah, I really would have liked that one.
So that was the one that CT won the first time. CT won that episode.
And to watch him struggle on that one.
And then he struggled on this one, right? And Devin crushes it. And then it's funny because when Devin runs away and he goes to stand on his podium, he starts screaming, "It's a purge! It's a purge! Hurry up!" So now the fear really kicks in. Everybody thinks it's a purge. So, yeah.
Devin, he was fucked. Shit.
And then CT gets up and goes, and then, yeah, it took a while for everyone else to finish. Like, it was very difficult. Because the thing about the wires is they're stapled on, and sometimes it looks like one can connect to one, and you can build it one way, but then the staples kind of throw you off. So it's a difficult puzzle.
Do you think production would send me one? If you're listening, production, if you could send me a puzzle, not assembled, puzzle. And I will then put it together and see if I can time myself.
Do it.
Sounds like a boring thing, but what am I doing on a Friday night puzzling?
Wired puzzles. Yeah. Well, then we have this twist now. It's not a purge. We are forming teams. We have the purple team, purple diamond, and we have orange diamond.
I love it. How do you feel now? Now you're going to be on a team again, and you have a badass team.
A badass team. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not sleeping on the orange team either. Casey, Nani, Kyle, Nelson, all fighters, all hustlers. Like,
of course.
They will get the job done. I am absolutely not sleeping on them. But I do think...
I just think your chemistry works better with your team.
I am very close with my team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously me and Devin, we squashed our beef. And you hear him in the interview say, you know what? I love Tori. I'm going to forgive her. Like, it's just... you know, speaks to his character and kind of person he is. And he's like, yeah, let's put it behind us and fucking do this final.
Well, when it comes to the final, it's like, you know what? I got to work with you. I'm not going to fucking sit here and be angry.
Right.
I have mountains to climb.
Right. Exactly. And honestly, we're great teammates. So let's put our shit behind us and
let's put our shit beside us.
Yeah.
Let's put our shit right beside us.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know what? I was at that final, but there was also somebody there at that final, and that person is about to get interviewed because we have TJ Lavin coming on this episode, guys, and we're going to dive into the nitty-gritty of it with him and talk about his experience on the challenge as well. So make sure you stay tuned because TJ is coming up next.
The nitty-gritty, as Nelly T would say.
All right, guys, welcome to our favorite part of the episode where we get to introduce and interview somebody very special. Today we have the only person who's hosted the show for as long as he has, an incredible BMX rider, a legendary person, the one and only TJ Lavin. Thank you so much for coming on the show, TJ.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
TJ and his dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dogs are with him.
It really is nice to have you, TJ. I know that the listeners always want to know stuff about you that we can't really answer.
You guys can answer anything. You know what's up.
No, I mean, no, we can physically answer, but there are things that I just don't know about you to be able to answer it. And then you have the super fans like, do you know where he lives? Have you ever been there? I'm like, no, I haven't.
Yeah, but now they know about where you live because of that Cribs episode. Oh my God.
Dude, what the hell? Like, I never got so much mail in my life. Like, it's so crazy. I don't know what happened. Like, my address got out and it's everywhere. It's unbelievable. Like, stacks and stacks of mail that, like, will you sign this card? And they're mostly just challenge cards. And they used to be BMX cards. Now it's challenge cards and crazy. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, man. So I don't know.
I hope they send them with a return envelope. That would be a pain in the
ass. Yeah, they do. They
and
do.
Stamps.
They do. No, they do. They do. It's all self-addressed stamped envelopes back. So it's not that big
no
of a deal.
Way.
Like, it's seriously like a couple hours of work whenever I do it.
Yeah. And some carpal tunnel. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
We get it done.
Yeah. Well, obviously people love you so much because you've been a part of the franchise for so long. I mean, people know when they see a helicopter, when they see some really cool car pull up, it's you popping out of it. I mean, you've been a part of the show forever. What brings you back after season? Because you've also done All-Stars too. So like, what is it for you that you're like, yeah, this is my jam?
You know what? Every time I am out and about and wherever we're at, like Iceland or wherever, Croatia, I sit there and I think to myself, like, is this real life? Like, how is this really happening to us right now? And like, sometimes I'll be able to ride a motorcycle wherever we're at or ride a helicopter or whatever. And it's just like, dude, this can't be real. And it is. So I just keep the ball rolling and I just be appreciative and just, whenever it stops, okay, it stopped, but it was awesome. You know what I mean? So I just keep on keeping on. That's it.
I mean, I feel like you'll be here till you're on like Medicaid, like Medicare.
Like that's only like
life alert bracelet.
Next year.
I mean, I'm there with you. So
yeah.
I'm going to get my life alert bracelet and I'm accident prone. So I probably will wear it on any challenge coming up.
No.
But I'll be like, it's fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Back up.
Yeah, dude.
It's okay. Yeah. That's what you do.
All good.
I'm with you on the traveling, though. Like, I think Croatia was probably one of the most beautiful places that we've ever been to. How do you feel like it compared to the other challenge seasons?
I mean, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. The town that I stayed in was Rovinj, and it was so sick. I lived in Rovinj, and, like, it was like La La Land, man. I just walked down to the town every day, jealous. Got coffee, and hung out and chilled, and then got some lunch that, you know, wherever, however, if on my days off, I would just go down to the town, walk around, get some miles in, then get some coffee, then get some more miles in, then get some lunch. Then it was unbelievable. Like, I was like, dude, I can't believe this is my life right now. And I was like, I want this to be my life for real. So like, I would love to buy a place here.
They bought a place in there.
It's just so
Hell
sick.
Yeah.
It's just so sick. The place is amazing.
Is that where you started your 5K a day?
Yep.
Wow. That's
that inspired
awesome.
Me to start running. I hate it, but thank you.
Yeah, every day. I mean, I just got done right now. Like, it's every day I do it, and I'm so happy that I did it. And, like, the first mile sucks every
Always.
Time.
Yeah.
Every single time. I hate it every time. The first mile, I'm like, this is the worst goddamn idea I ever had in my life. I don't know what I'm doing, dude. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why couldn't I just chill? Mm-hmm. And then it just gets better and better. Like, every mile gets better. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm almost done. And then you're hauling ass. And you're like, yeah. And, like, sometimes I'll even go 4 or 5 miles.
Wow, so, that's
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, the other day I just ran
in
5 miles
clothes.
in my flip-flops and street clothes. Yeah.
Oh,
because
my
it was
God.
Just, I just started. I started running, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to see how far I could go in these clothes. And then I felt good. And I was like, oh, it feels good. And I just kept going. And I was like,
Forrest
oh, I'm all right.
Forrest Gump, the new Forrest Gump. Gumping
it, just running. Well, now that everybody has your address, maybe they should send you some good running sneakers. Couldn't hurt.
You know what I mean? Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Clearly, flip flops don't hurt either. So,
I think that they might start to.
Yeah, after a while, you're right.
Yeah. Let's get into this episode. So tonight is the night of eliminations, which is a huge shock to all of us. I mean, I remember being on that stage, not feeling great about it. Can you tell us what it's like to sit on these big twists? Do you enjoy keeping all of us on our toes?
You know what? Yeah, it's fun. It's real fun. And like, especially when somebody says something completely that's not right and not real, it makes me laugh even harder. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, you know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right, yeah.
Everybody knows everything, right? And like, mm-hmm. like Jordan is notorious for that. Like, he'll say something and you're like, oh, where the hell did you get that? Like, or right. Cara Maria used to do it a lot. Like, oh, this is going to be this. And you're like, dude, no, that's not even close. You know what I mean? Or good try, but it's not it. You know what I mean? And so those are always fun. But like when somebody gets it right on the head, I'm like, damn, that was pretty good. Like, how the hell did you know that?
But, yeah, I think Cam knows everything.
Yeah, she's somebody who's really good at calculating the game.
She goes off. She goes pretty good. Mm-hmm. And you know who else is really good at it is CT.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But he keeps it close to the vest. He doesn't really announce it. You know what I mean? He's not a know-it-all.
He's a secret keeper.
He is.
Yeah. He's a walking secret.
He is. He'll say something in private and it's spot on. And everybody's like, dude, look what CT just said. And I'm like, holy shit, how do you know that? And they're like, he doesn't. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think when you play these games for so long, it starts to become like you kind of figure certain things out that I think the newbies don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I want to know, though. Amanda's down there. Did you think she was going to pick Tori?
No, I thought that was the stupidest pick in the whole world. I was like, dude, there's no way that. Why would you pick her?
She didn't like me. Did you know that she like had beef with me? Like, do you get filled in on that behind the scenes drama?
Not really. Not too much. Because I'm not really interested in it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know. I don't. Because the next season, you guys might be friends and teammates. Right. And like, why fall into that stuff? You know what I mean? So it's like, they're probably next season. I mean, what am I talking about? Next challenge, you might be teammates or friends. Who knows? So it's no reason for me to be involved in any of that stuff. So I just try not to pay attention too much to that. I get the night befores or whatever, like, and I read or listen to the night befores and like pay attention to what they're saying and what they're doing and how everybody's mood's going to be so that I can like lay off or lean into somebody that needs it or doesn't, you know what I mean? So
gotcha.
I try not to be a dick, like try to be, you know, helpful and cool if somebody's going through something or whatever. And that to me is more important than if somebody's fighting with somebody or doesn't like somebody or whatever, you know, like I don't give a shit about Josh and Fessy fighting to each other. It's like, dude, one moment they're like this and one moment they're like that. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It was an intense night. I mean, like, obviously Amanda picks me. We had our drama. But then the fact that Emmanuel had to go into two eliminations. Was that the first time in challenge history that somebody's gone into two eliminations in one night?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, that was pretty badass. The dude is sick. Yeah.
He is, to be honest. I mean, it was smart. I mean, the two people you don't want to see in a final, I think, were Emmanuel and CT.
Yeah.
And no one was calling CT out. So
no.
I thought Emmanuel was going to. He had like made references to it all season. Like, I'm going to call CT out.
But not on a puzzle.
Surprised.
CT would have been done in two seconds.
He didn't know it was a puzzle. We didn't know what it was until we got down there. So I thought, who knows?
I have a question to both of you since I wasn't there. Were the puzzle boards out yet?
No.
Oh, so they pulled them out after you picked your opponent.
Yes. You didn't know what you were doing until you picked your opponent. So that's why we called it the night of mistakes, because it was like Logan picks Emmanuel on a endurance thing. Amanda picks me on something very physical. Mm. And then Emmanuel picks Devin on a puzzle.
Dude, that picking Emmanuel for an endurance challenge is the biggest mistake in challenge history. Like, the CT would have got smoked on that. Like anybody up there would have got smoked on that. I don't care who it was. Like I run 5K a day and I probably would have lost to that. Like that was he was so easy and he like floated over that thing. Like,
yeah, he's more agile than Logan is, but Logan has staying power running wise. I just think that if it were just like a running thing, I think Logan would beat him. But if it's that one, a hamstring, and two, a rocket, a missile.
I don't know. Mammal dances for 6 hours a day.
I know. Like, they're both crazy endurance too. But Emmanuel's better with his body.
Yeah. Like his body, he knows how to move every little muscle of it. Like he's got such great control.
I bet you know that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's keep it moving forward. Jesus, Anissa.
Tori, how do you know that?
Thanks. All right, guys. We're going to keep moving
forward. Plumbers
speaking
together.
Speaking of rookies. Emmy is the only rookie to make it to a final. What do you think about her season, TJ? Did you expect that from her?
Yes, I did. Because she, like, after the third or fourth episode, I was probably like, damn, she's for real. Like this girl's for real. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, man, she might actually go. And everybody was like, yeah, she might actually, like, she's real tough. And I was like, man, I like her. So I was definitely expecting her to do well.
Yeah, she's a beast.
What did you think about her calling you Mr. TJ?
I thought it was cute. I gotta be honest. Like that was so cute. Like it was funny. And when she calls the Uncle CT, like she's cool. She's funny and she's cool.
She really meant that though. I feel like it's like an honor that she was like Mr. TJ. Like that's how she like looks at you. So
yeah, that's so cute. She's so sweet too. She's very nice. Yeah. She's very sweet. I like her.
She is who she is, which I love. Like unapologetically, like this is me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's she makes her an awesome challenger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if she freaks out and cuts sick and throws stuff and tantrums out, then you tell her like, dude, chill. And then she's like, okay, sorry. You know, or if you just let her have it, but then she comes back to earth and she does whatever she does. Mm-hmm. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think we'll see her in the future.
We had some good rookies this season. I mean, there were a lot of them. Who are you most excited to see? Because we had so many people from so many different places.
Emmanuel is one of my guys. I love that dude. He's probably the coolest out of everybody that we met.
Sick.
He was sick. Like his style was sick. His swag was sick. Like dude was just, everybody was tripping on Logan. And I was too. I was like the most beautiful man on earth.
Right.
Yeah. Like Jesus Christ. But the swag thing that Emmanuel had, like, was like, oh dude, like that dude is real, real cool. Like shows up with a crazy mustache and like crazy glasses and whatever else he had on going on. I don't remember exactly what he had.
Pearl necklaces, but
it was badass. It was, like, yeah. I was like,
he owned every part of it.
Dude is sick. Yeah. And a couple of the guys that were on the backstage rather, and they're like pretty hip dudes. They were like, that dude, that's the dude. I was like, yeah, dude, that guy's sick.
Yeah, he's awesome. It was really hard to watch that elimination. I felt like really shit watching this episode, TJ. I don't know if you got to watch it back, but this is the episode where you see me like kind of struggling while Devin and Emmanuel are going between that puzzle. And I like kind of hint to Emmanuel. Well, I definitely.
No, you did. You were hinting.
I definitely.
There was sign language. You did all of that.
I was saying put five in the middle. I mean, like it's so hard to watch this back as a competitor because I think you can attest to how much tension there was that night, TJ, because obviously we all thought we were going to the final, and then it was like everybody line up and say a name right now. And the tension just goes through the roof. And I think that like after going into elimination and then coming out and then seeing two of my like people that I loved go in there, it was like really difficult. So could you sense how difficult it was for everybody that night? Like what was it like to watch it and be there in person?
Yeah, I could sense it for sure, but I think it was mostly you. Like, no one else had the problem. Yeah. Like, everyone else was like, yeah, cool, maybe we're going to get rid of some badass competitors, and we can deal with this, we can deal with that. But you had a very
meltdown
situation. Like, your
it was
a very hard thing for you to deal with. No doubt about it.
I don't think I handled it the best way, but you know what? At least Devin forgave me, and I think that moving forward is the only thing that we can do. So,
and she never can do that again. She can do that if she does it.
God. Honestly, it's so funny because this is that episode for me where I'm like, oh, I get to win an elimination, which is something that you should love that episode of yourself. But the fact that that happened between me and Devin and Amanda, it overshadows the elimination because I can't even be happy about it because I hate how I responded to that situation. But
yeah,
whatever, it is what it is. Just gonna.
It's so hard. It sucks. Yeah.
Was it boring for you, TJ, to see that the vets had this alliance for probably the first time where we just kept throwing in rookies?
A little bit. I don't like it when it's like, when they keep throwing in, when it's a sleeper, essentially, like that's what I call it. Like, oh my God, like this is such a whack decision. Like it's so easy to see that what you're doing and why you're doing it. But at the same time, you put yourself in their situation. They're just watching out for each other. They've been here before. They did it. They know what the game is. It's like, you can't blame them. So it is boring and it does suck, but at the same time, you can't be mad about it.
Well, yeah. We tried to make it interesting on Double Agents, just making some really weird decisions and throwing everybody in. And then this season's so different.
Yeah.
We really tried to be like, hey, I think we were all just trying to protect each other so somebody could make it to the damn final.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were a lot of people that were sick of like, leaving before, not making it there. Like, this is our show. Especially for people like me and CT. I mean, we've been around forever. This is our show. So it's like, well, how do we keep it our show when we have all of these intruders from Big Brother and Survivor? You know, are you the one, you know?
Yeah. Hey, leave me alone, bro.
No, but I think essentially there is part of that. And then just trying to say, like, okay, I agree to be in the Vet Alliance just so I can make it to the end. I think that's what it ended up becoming.
Mm-hmm. Do you think like that TJ, since you're the handler of the game, you're going to put rules in place in the future so that there can't be another Vet Alliance?
100%.
No,
who knows? Fucked. You never know. I mean, I can't say we're going to make rules for certain gameplay, but that does happen. I mean, it's happened before, you know, and to be honest, like it's not exactly only my decision. So
right.
Well, yeah, that's when you throw in skulls and shit. When people skate to the final, then you're like, you know what? We're going to put skulls in. Don't put skulls in anymore. If that's a future thought, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good one, actually.
I want to skate. I want to skate to a final.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
I never have. So I would like to skate.
Yeah, but you're really good at eliminations, Anissa. So I think.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Thank you. Thank you guys both. Thanks.
Well, in between the night of eliminations when like we were all freaking out, mostly me, but everyone was also kind of freaking out. What were you doing? Were you just like chilling? Do you go like behind the set and like drink a coffee, like text on your phone? Like what do you do during that moment for us?
Yeah, that's what I do. I go behind the set and I text on my phone and I drink coffee. That's exactly what I do. Like what you just said is exactly what the hell's going on. And you see it. So you know that's how you said that. Like you're like, oh, okay. He's out back there texting on his phone and drinking coffee. Good for him.
You know, my favorite part is when it starts raining and they're like, keep your hoods down, and you get like 18 people with umbrellas over you.
Yeah.
While we all look like wet dogs in like very unflattering outfits. So good.
I honestly like I just don't know what to say to that.
You're like, I got a job to do.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to say to that. I'm sorry. Except for you're right.
Yeah. Well, listen, you might be under umbrellas, but like you've come on the podcast before and you mentioned how you run the final sometimes with us, you know, like you have to jog. So it's not like you're not in the mix of all this. And I'm wondering.
No. And you know, like for the last final that we just did, I ran the final.
You did. I was going to ask.
I ran
that.
It the day before. I just ran it.
You're lying.
No. Yeah. I ran the whole thing.
How'd you feel?
You're lying.
I did pretty good.
I did pretty good.
Do you think you would have done okay if you had to do all the, like, the stops?
Except for anything that you have. If there's no eating on any challenges, then I would definitely be a monster.
I totally forgot. Yeah, you're not great with that.
But I'm not a good eater. I'm not a good eater. And I like, and
everyone's
and especially
puking.
With my wife, like being vegan and all that, like when they have like all kinds of like balls and cow balls and, and they need those balls. Like, what are we doing? Like
that's exactly how I feel. I don't think we should ever eat animals' reproductive organs.
No. I just went vegan. I just went vegan 3 months ago, and I'm really hoping that I'm going to be able to stay vegan if I come back. Like, really
Tori, hungry. They're going to make you eat something weird.
Well, it goes against my dietitian restriction.
My dietitian restriction? My dietary restriction?
That's it. Okay, we're just going to drop that. All right. At the end of this episode, we see that we turn back into cells. So we went from individuals and pairs and cells this entire season. Which do you prefer to see the most? What do you think is the most fun to watch?
I think teams are fun. I think it's real cool. Yeah, I like when everybody's teamed up and you know, like teams of three or four or five, like that's cool to me because like it feels good to have teammates and it's fun to have teammates and it's, I don't know, it's just pretty cool. And and if somebody has the strength and somebody doesn't, you know, like CT with the puzzles is just a monster. And then, you know, Manuel with the running and endurance is a monster. And like, it's cool to see people, different people have different skills and have them put together and who's driving the bus, you know, it's awesome.
I love it. I love teams because we don't see them anymore. And like, you really get to fight for something. Like you feel like you're really joined. This is weird because you could switch all the time and now you have a purple and an orange cell. And on the purple cell, you have Devin, CT, Tori, Emmy. Orange, you have Kyle, Nelson, Nani, and Casey. I want to know, who would you join to run the final?
Who's it again? To say
purple,
it again?
Devin, CT, Tori, and Emmy, which I think that's the cell.
Yeah, that would be the one.
CT,
would.
Devin.
CT is just like, I
mean, Emmy's a beast.
Emmy is too.
Emmy's a monster. CT's a monster. You can deal with either of the other two, no problem. Like they're doing really well. Like, you know, so they like Devin surprised me. He really, he's coming, he's getting in better shape now. He's like actually doing something about making it happen. You know what I mean? Like he's not just talking anymore. He's doing. So I'm very impressed.
Yeah, he had a good turnaround season, and I think he really needed it because a lot of people talk shit on Devin, but the guy's got names under his belt. He took out Bananas. He's taken out Wes. This is his second final now, and he killed it this season. So I agree. I think he, like, needed this season to show people that he actually can walk the walk, too.
But I think also it's just easier when people have already named you as something to just kind of be it. So if he's been called the mouth for so long of just, like, insults and being smart and, like, whatever else – Right. Then you kind of fall into that category. I don't think you just all of a sudden become athletic. I think it was always there. It's a matter of like believing in yourself. And when you get older, you just stop giving a shit. So you perform better.
That's true.
So
that's
I think it's a number of things. And also like there's more to fight for.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was awesome to watch him this season. The other thing that I want to mention, just talking about this season in total, is that the 500th episode of The Challenge was on this season. So what is it like to be part of such a milestone, TJ?
It was cool. It was very cool. I was like, holy crap, that's awesome. That we've really been doing this for that long. That's awesome. They've been doing, you know, the show's been around for that long. I think I'm like hosted 300 and something of them.
I was going to say,
which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe four, maybe.
Who
maybe
knows?
I'm not sure.
We're going to find out. We're going to fact check that and we'll get back to you.
It's from 10. So I started on season 11 and now we're on 37, right? So, so 11 to 37, like when it comes to that stuff, then All Stars as well. So I think I've done 30 seasons ish.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
give
funny.
Or take.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite memory from this season, either on or off camera?
You know, I don't. You know what? The when I walked in to that elimination for the first time, I couldn't believe how grand it was. Like, it was huge and awesome. Like, wow! I was like, Ryan, this is the coolest the coolest setup that I've seen for an elimination in a long time. And then the stairs set up and the big massive cliffs everywhere and everything that it was just sick. So I think that was a very pleasant surprise. I loved that.
Yeah, the arena was beautiful.
Yeah, they work really hard on all of those things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude.
They should work on making those steps a little bit wider, though, because they were the scariest part. If you weren't an elimination, just standing there like, if your feet were over a size 8, you were off that thing.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the only thing I change.
Because I've been there. Like, I get there about 2 hours before you guys. So to do all the clean reads, do all the stuff, and I'm standing for like, probably 3 hours before you, because when I get there, and then I have to wait for like a half an hour, 45 minutes to get everything dialed in. Then they set up all the cameras, they set up all the stacks, for the cameras and the tripods and everything else. And then we do the clean reads. And then when we do the clean reads, I'm standing same exact place as I always am. And then they get all the cameras out of there. Everything's done. And then everybody comes in. And it's like another hour before you guys are all standing there and I'm doing it again live. And so all of that time is me standing. So it's like, yeah, it is a lot. It's pretty cool, but it's a lot. There'd be sometimes I'm standing 17 hours or 10,
what? Hours.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I'm sorry about the step comment.
So it's funny because like, they you think that I'm just drinking coffee and whatever. I am doing that as well. Mm-hmm. And I am whatever, but I've been there forever and people don't realize. And then when it's over, we do the clean reads after as well. Mm-hmm. So
pickups, yeah.
Because you gotta get some sun and it has the match, the final. So everything that I say at the end, like, all right, now go get some rest. Before I say go get some rest, whatever. So all that stuff about talking about the game and everything else, talking about the winners, all that stuff has to be said again, clean.
Oh, wow.
So you guys take off or you go on the bus. I'm there for another hour.
Wow.
Like standing and saying the same shit over and over again, you know, whatever. So that's kind of like,
yeah,
like part of it as well. So we got to do the clean reads and then the ad-libs and the pickups and all the stuff. And then I gotta like do some of the ad libs, like whatever I maybe said like during the game. You know?
Yeah.
So like if I said something crazy during the game, if they didn't catch it live, mm-hmm. which they do normally, but if they didn't, then I gotta re-say that as well. Or say, good job you won, or good job you lost, or whatever.
Right.
Like those things as well. So it's there's a lot of little stuff too. So it's kind of it's a very long, busy day, challenge days.
Do they ask you at the end, like, are you prompted to be like, hey, we'll see you in the future, or see you never, or
we'll definitely see you in the future. Yeah. Like fans use your voice. My dad does as Clue.
Like for, this like, person's going to come back.
Call back.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't say that. I just say what I hope.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Like those are all real feelings.
Wow.
Yeah, those are
hope
real
to
feelings.
See you never. Like,
so, if it's something I hope to see you never, yeah. Like I'm not kidding. Like I really do hope to see you never. No, at that moment.
At that moment.
Of course, those feelings change. I really don't not want to see somebody ever again. Like I don't have a person like that in my life. But.
Right.
But I do definitely feel that way at the moment. I'm like, dude, are you joking me? Like, you're leaving for real, like over that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, give it a rest. And then, right. But yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah.
I like that about you.
Yeah. So do I. I think it's super real and it keeps us all very in touch with the game. And also it keeps me on my toes because I'm like, fuck, I don't want TJ to say some fuck shit to me, man. Damn it. Thanks. Is there anybody that you were rooting for this season that didn't make it as far as you would have wanted?
Logan. I really liked Logan. Like, I mm-hmm. thought he was just a sweetheart. He's a very, very cool guy. He very, like, anything that was cool, he would do. You know, like, how he acted, how he talked, how he, you know, what he said. Mm. everything. The guy was just, he was the epitome of cool. And yeah. I liked him. I hoped he would go for, I hoped he would go in the final mm-hmm. and do really well. Yeah. So that was somebody that I didn't like to see get eliminated. But at the same time, he chose his fate, man. He picked the wrong guy for the wrong game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he made a deal with Devin before he went in there. He told Devin, like, hey, I'm not going to call you out. And he's a man of his word. So I respect it. I think he knew walking up to it when he was going to call out Emmanuel that it was not going to be his best bet. But I think he was like, if I go against my word, then I'll never get that back. So
he'll beat Devin in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He would have won.
Yeah. I mean, we got to see so many international competitors this season. So how cool do you think it is that the challenge is pushing forward to become this international powerhouse?
I think it's the coolest thing that we could do, possibly. I love it. And I want to see more and more of it. I think the more people we have from around the world, the better culture. Mm-hmm. And everybody learns a lot, because the best education is travel. And I think that when people are – we're bringing so many different cultures into the living rooms of Americans. And I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where do you hope we go next? Where would you like to go? Where's your ideal location for the challenge?
I really, really would love to go back to Whistler, like Whistler, Canada. I love Whistler. I love it. Is it cold? There. Yes. And oh. But I love.
No me gusta cold. I do well in it, but I don't like it.
I just really, really love it. I don't love cold either, but we can go there in the summer. That's fine. But I just love the town. It's just so.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get to experience cool. it. Like, we are stuck in the house, especially with, like, everything going on.
The house right. in Whistler was crazy.
Really?
Like, crazy house. Like, cool. Such a sick cabin. You wouldn't even have believed it. Like, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. That was awesome. I would love to go back to Croatia. Mm-hmm. I love Panama, of course. It's awesome. Any town that we visited in Panama. I don't really love Bocas. I mean, it's cool, but it's so desolate. It's like, I don't want to do an island. But Queenstown, New Zealand, yes. I love. I love Queenstown. Places. That was just a beautiful, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And that was like La La Land for me as well.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Rovine, I would love to move back to Rovine and just live there for a while. Anything in Europe, I think, would be great. I love Europe. I love everything about it. I like small roads. I like the cobblestone. I like the mm-hmm. buildings with character and charm. No stucco. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I think Croatia was probably one of my favorite spots, but also Argentina. When we ran that final there in Dirty 30,
yeah,
like, that place was incredible.
Yes, beautiful. Yes.
Oh my God. There's been so many incredible places. And yeah, I can't wait to see where it goes in the future. TJ, we have one last question for you. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We're not going to keep you too much longer, but we need to know. This season is called Spies, Lies, and Allies. So from the season as a whole, who do you think is the biggest spy, the biggest liar, and the biggest ally?
That's impossible for me to answer. So the biggest ally would probably be Emmy.
Yeah.
She's the biggest ally for sure. She dies for her partners. She's down. Yeah. You know what I mean? She is like, that's my partner. You know, I'll kill you or I love you. Come on. You know what I mean? Like she's yeah. definitely the biggest ally. Right. The biggest spy, the first person that comes to my mind is Devin, but I don't know. I don't really know that stuff too well. Cause I haven't, you know what I mean? I'm not really in there with you guys. So I don't know who's lying either. I'm not sure who's lying. Yeah. I don't think judging from the outside looking in, maybe Fessy might be the biggest liar situation. I don't know. Cause I just overheard people saying, you know, Fessy, messy, Fessy and all this stuff. So I assume that he would be the biggest liar of the season for that stuff. But I don't think I think Fessy is a little bit misunderstood. I think he definitely is.
He, He is.
He could be a very strong competitor, and I hope to see him come through. You know, I hope to see him break through and actually gain. Because I've got a lot of hate mail about him, and I'm like, dude, he's actually a really nice guy. Like,
yeah.
But we'll see. But if I had to pick somebody, I guess I would. Those would be the ones. It'd be Emmy, Devin, and Fessy.
And Fessy. Yeah.
Because I don't really know.
Yeah.
You know, that it's an impossible question for me to ask. You'd have to ask somebody that was living with those people to see,
right.
and then watches the show to know who did what and said what to them. You know what I mean? So, because nobody lies to me about stuff, or everybody does probably. So
yeah,
they can't really lie to you.
No. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, TJ. We really appreciate you coming on the show. The fans love hearing from you. Is there any place that we can have them follow you or support any cause that you're working with right now? Let us know so that we can blast it out there.
Okay. Well, I work with Project 150, which is a charity for youth, homeless youth in Las Vegas. And it's a very cool company, and they're not nonprofit, of course. It's Project 150. They're who I work with a lot. And then I work with the A Games as well, which is just look it up. It's for with the feet people for families effective autism treatment. So okay. It's for autistic kids, but it's here in Las Vegas, and it's an amazing company as well. And they both of those companies are the ones that I love and I work with. And then anything to do with animals. And helping animals, I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it. I just really love that. So
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, we look forward to hearing from you again. I can't wait to see your face in the future,
all right.
Hopefully.
Much love,
fingers
you guys.
Crossed.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
It is always, always a pleasure hearing from TJ. I know that all of you out there listening enjoy hearing from him as well. He's just so humble and so awesome and really loves his job, and it just makes our jobs even more fun. So thank you, TJ. Now back to my friend Tori Vents.
Yeah, Tori Vents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like Tori Lanez, but Tori Vents.
Yeah,
it's cool. Yeah, I know what I'm trying to do. Maybe. I want to know some secrets from this episode.
I got
Share some confidential stuff with me.
I have a secret. So the puzzle that we just did, that wire puzzle, we all pull up there. We get there. Devin finishes the puzzle, I'm going to say, in 10 minutes. The next person to finish the puzzle was CT, probably in 15 minutes. The next person to finish the puzzle was me in 45 minutes. There was that much of a time gap between me and CT and Devin. Devin crushed that puzzle. Crushed it. Yes. 45 minutes between me and first place.
And what about you and last place?
So last place, our group ended up finishing closer together because we were actually taking so long that production came out and added pieces into our puzzle boards because we could not, none of us could figure it out. Yes. They had to help us. Swear to God.
Oh, so you're not going to brag that you could do puzzles anymore.
But I did the first puzzle really fast. So, yes. And I still, even we all got help, okay. And I still finished before everybody that got help. So I'm still going to take a little credit for myself.
Wait, every single person got help?
Every single person except for Devin and CT.
Oh, so not every single person.
Devin and CT were in front of everybody by 45 minutes.
45 fucking minutes.
Yeah. Well, CT,
I would have helped
maybe
you
30,
at some point. I would have came over.
I actually helped Emmy. I left my puzzle board there open. Mm. And that's why she like looks over and she's like on it. But that was a really hard puzzle. I'm telling you, those wire puzzles are no joke.
I'm going to practice.
Yeah. So that's my secret for you. But yeah, this episode, it was a roller coaster to watch. Very up and down. Elimination win. Big loss for, you know, how I feel in my heart about what I did to my friend. And then also us starting the final and then ending off in cells. So I'm really excited going forward. I can promise you it's going to get really intense and the outcome is crazy. So I really hope you guys stick around and watch next week. It's pretty insane. Anissa, thank you for being my co-host. I love you so much. Where
love
can we
too.
Follow you and send you nice things?
Oh, thank you. I would like everyone to send me a wire puzzle.
She's like, I got to do it now.
I do. I actually may order one when we're done recording. You can follow me at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. That's probably the only place I play.
Amazing.
And Tori, where can we find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal. I know that you probably want to talk some shit to me, but keep it to yourself. I'm already doing it in my own head. All right. And send your listener questions to us, because if we can answer them, we totally will. And make sure you listen every Thursday as we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
And then join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars.
Yes.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.